Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Transformation Begins With You. Hi, I'm your host, Chris Meadows. We are now doing a new thing. Welcome to Lunch and Listen. We're going to bring you empowerment sessions, 15 minutes out of your lunch day every week to empower you to continue to work in peace and confidence and to create hope and change in your life in a positive way. I'm glad that you joined me this afternoon. I'm so excited to be here with you on your lunch hour. Thank you for taking a few minutes of your lunch break just to eat your lunch and to relax and to listen to some very empowering steps that I want to give you today. Today, I want to continue talking about giving me the best that I've got, giving me the best that I've got, a women's empowerment session to equip, inspire, motivate, and cultivate you to celebrate the journey of your life, whatever that journey may be. I know you're sitting there in your lunch break right now. Hopefully you have a good prepared lunch, and you're just sitting there listening to me talk to you in your lunch break. I want you to just relax. If you want to kick your shoes off, do that. If you want to get a couple of coworkers and have them gather around the computer, you can do that so you can listen. I just want to give you some empowering steps. I wanted to come to you on your lunchtime today because I wanted to give you something different and new and fresh. I know after we get off work and I do the workshops in the evening, sometimes, you know, we're a little down and we don't make it online in time because we have so much going on in the day, we just want to wind down. Well, I wanted to give you something in your ear today while you were still on your job, while you're still working, while you're still being productive, while your mind is still up and running. I wanted to talk to you about giving you the best that you've got, giving me the best that I've got. And I want you to say this to yourself. I'm giving me the best that I've got today. I'm giving me the best that I've got today. Well, let's talk about what is your best. You know, so many times we look at a situation that we're in. Maybe it's our job. Maybe it's our home life. And sometimes we don't see the big picture. We don't see how wonderful our life can be to other people or to ourselves. First, we have to have that confidence. I want to talk to you about a few steps today. I want to talk to you about giving me the best that I've got in your self-confidence. You have to use confidence as key. Confidence is the thing that takes you from one perspective to the other. You have to know that you know that you know that you know that you can do this thing. You know what? You may be sitting on a job right now that you feel, oh, this job is old, it's boring. You make it exciting. You bring the confidence to the job. You walk into that job and you do that job to the top of your game, to the fact that somebody takes notice and they look at you and they say, we need to promote that woman. And guys, if you're listening in, it's okay. You can be promoted too. Self-confidence is key. No one wants to deal with a person without self-confidence. Now, I'm not talking about a false sense of confidence. I'm talking about being sure about who you are. Who are you really? Well, that's for you to determine and to find out. But on the journey in finding out who you are, confidence is just being who you are with people around you, not changing for anything or anyone, but being who you are in a sense that it portrays that here I am, take notice. This is not an arrogant way to be, ladies. This is just a way to say, I am who I am, and it's okay. And I'm okay with who I am. Next, authenticity. You know what? We need to be authentic about ourselves. We need to be authentic about who we are. We need to be authentic about our purpose in life. Sometimes when we grow up, we try to be something that our parents want us to be. We want to, and then something that our spouses want us to be once we get married. But you know what? Being authentic, being true to you, to thine own self be true, that is key. Those are the two things that are going to make you happy and content within yourself. It's not about your job. It's about you. I worked in a job for years, did not like the job, and I realized, you know what? This job is what I do. It's not who I am. But if I could go to that job every day being who I really am, then I have accomplished my goal, giving me the best that I've got. If I step into that job with confidence, know your game, ladies. If you're on a job, you don't quite know all the steps and all the things you need to do for your job, it's okay to say, I don't know. And then when you learn those things in your job, you have that confidence. You go to work every day with confidence. There's nothing more down, having a down feeling about going to work and not being confident about being able to do your job. So learn the job, know your job, do it to the best of your game. Be authentic with yourself. To thine own self be true. Step into your life purpose. You know what? Your job may not be your life purpose, but that doesn't mean you can't find your life purpose. You have to find out what is that thing in your life that you would do even if you weren't getting paid, and start there. That's where you start. And then that may evolve into something else. I know I use several means to find my life purpose. I use prayer. I use scripture. I use my mom. I use people around me to speak in positive things into me. I ask people that I trust, what is it that you see in me? What is it that you see in me that I don't see in me? Those are the tools that I use to help me find my life purpose. And once I tapped into something that I really love to do, and it didn't start overnight, it took me a while, but once I tapped into it, now that is the thing that I would do whether or not I get paid. And guess what? Now it's paying off in benefits. You know what, ladies? It's okay to have a dream. Your dreams are your vision for the future. Your dreams reflect who you really are on the inside. Your dreams are the motivators to help you to walk into confidence, to be authentic, and to find your life purpose. It's okay to have dreams. Dreams are not just for children. And guess what? Dreaming is not out of season. Dreams make your reality come alive. Dreams are what motivate you and drive you into your future. You know, it's okay to be organized. One of the steps in giving you the best that you've got is to organize yourself. Organize your life. If your life is messy, organize. You know what? This is what I found out about organization. It started with my room. If I kept my room clean, my life seemed like my life felt better. If my room is messy, my house is messy, my car is messy, then I tend to have messy lifestyle all the way across the board. So what I suggest, if you have a messy car, if you got a messy room, messy house, clean up your house. Then after you clean up your house, clean out your file cabinet. After you clean out your file cabinet, clean up how you do things. If you're late all the time, organize yourself and start being on time. That speaks volumes into the lives of others when they're watching you. That speaks volumes into your confidence, your authenticity, into your life purpose, into your dreams. Organization is key. It's the structure. It's paying attention to details is the excellence in your life. So I just wanted you to have those few things today. If I'm going too fast for you, you can always come back to the archive and listen to this. I didn't want to take much of your lunch break. I just wanted to spend 15 minutes with you today. So I'm going kind of fast. But, ladies, this is worth listening to. Look, you got to give yourself permission to take care of you. You know, we as women, we always take care of everybody else. We always take care of the children. We always take care of our spouses. You know, we always take care, go back sometime and take care of our parents, but we never stop to take care of ourselves. It is key that you have to look out for you. You know, when you're on an airplane, I said this the other day in a presentation, when you're on an airplane, it says if the compression, air compression in the cabin drops, it says the first thing you do when the oxygen mask drops down, first thing a mother wants to do if she's with a child is she wants to put that mask on the child and save the child. But the flight attendant will tell you, no, 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 that's not the proper way to do it. The proper way to do it is put the oxygen on you first, revive yourself, breathe life into yourself, and then you can breathe life into your children. Ladies, let me tell you, that is the way it is in life today. Until you can put the oxygen mask on yourself of life and breathe life into yourself, then you can empower not only your children, but your children's children. You can empower your girlfriends. You can go back and empower your coworkers and your friends. So you have to empower yourself, breathe life into yourself. You know what, ladies? You have to trust yourself. You really got to trust yourself to believe that you can do whatever you put your mind to do. And these are things that sometimes we fall short on. We don't trust ourselves. We don't trust ourselves to go after those dreams. We don't trust ourselves to be authentic. We don't trust ourselves to have confidence. Trust how God made you and who God made you. You have to trust those things. And then you have to make choices, aligning those choices with who you are and aligning with who you are, your life's purposes. There's so many purposes in your life. You just have to tap into them. You have to get to know you all over again. I have to admit, that is how I was. I had to find out who I was all over again after I had raised my kids. I knew I was a mother. I knew I was a wife. I knew I was a daughter. I knew I was a sister. I knew I was an aunt. But who was I, Chris Meadows, as a woman? I had to take some time with me. Sometimes you got to say, I got to give me back to me. I got to spend a little time with me, get to know me, get to like me, get to love me, and giving me the best that I've got. Ladies, thank you today for listening to Transformation Begins With You. Transformation Begins With You is sponsored by Harvest Girls International. Harvest Girls International is a women's empowerment organization designed with you in mind. It's designed to empower women to celebrate the journey and to empower young girls the power to dream. Ladies, I thank you for listening in. And if I have a few guys listening in, thank you for listening in. You know what? I want you to finish to kick back and enjoy your lunch, enjoy your life, and hopefully you enjoyed this lesson on our first of many lunch and listen. Thank you and have a gracious day. Remember, transformation begins with you, and you can do all things through God that strengthens you. And I want you to go to our website, www.harvestgirls.webs.com, and click on upcoming events. And we have a great event upcoming in June, June the 26th, Saturday. And I want you to be present because it's going to be awesome. This is just an empowering moment from Harvest Girls International. Thank you, and have a blessed day.